Learning Disability Made Easy by Dr. Balan. What is a learning disability? When we hear the term learning disability, it can sound scary or confusing. In simple terms, a learning disability refers to a child's difficulty in learning, understanding, or using specific skills despite being intelligent and willing to learn. These difficulties are not due to the child being lazy, inattentive, or not smart. Many children with learning disabilities have average or above average intelligence. The problem is that their brains process information differently, making reading, writing, spelling, math, or understanding language more challenging than it is for others. Learning disabilities are neurological, meaning they are caused by the way the brain is wired, and they usually last throughout a person's life. However, with the proper support and strategies, children with learning disabilities can learn successfully and live happy, fulfilling lives. How is a learning disability different from other problems? It's important to understand that a learning disability is not a problem caused by a lack of intelligence, a result of poor teaching or lack of education, due to hearing or vision problems, though these must be ruled out during assessment, caused by emotional issues or behavioral disorders, though they can sometimes occur alongside learning disabilities, simply being lazy or unmotivated. In other words, a child with a learning disability wants to learn but faces genuine challenges in specific areas despite their best efforts. Main types of learning disabilities. Learning disabilities are often grouped based on the skill areas they affect. The three most common categories are dyslexia, reading disabilities, dysgraphia, writing disabilities, dyscalculia, math disabilities, dyslexia, reading disorder. Children with dyslexia have difficulty with recognizing letters and sounds, reading fluently and accurately, understanding what they read, spelling words correctly. Reading may be slow, choppy, and filled with mistakes. Despite hard work, reading can feel exhausting for these children. Dysgraphia, writing disorder. Children with dysgraphia struggle with handwriting that is messy or difficult to read, organizing their thoughts on paper, use of correct grammar, punctuation, and spelling, completing writing tasks on time. They may avoid writing assignments because it feels frustrating and overwhelming. Dyscalculia, math disorder. Children with dyscalculia have trouble with understanding basic math concepts like numbers and quantity, learning simple math facts like 2 plus 2 equals 4, doing calculations accurately, understanding time, money, and measurement. Math often feels confusing and stressful for them, even after repeated practice. Common symptoms of learning disabilities in children. Every child is unique, but some common warning signs may indicate a learning disability. Symptoms can vary depending on the child's age and the type of difficulty they have. Early childhood, preschool to kindergarten. At this stage, signs may be subtle but noticeable compared to peers. These include delays in speaking, speaking late compared to other children, difficulty learning new words, trouble remembering the names of everyday objects, problems with rhyming, struggling with rhyming games or songs, difficulty following simple instructions, poor fine motor skills, trouble holding a crayon, buttoning clothes or using scissors, confusing similar sounding words like cat and cap, difficulty learning the alphabet or counting, early school years, grades 1 to 4. At this stage, the gap between the child and classmates often becomes more obvious. Warning signs include reading problems, difficulty learning to read, reading slowly or making frequent mistakes, difficulty spelling common words, trouble remembering facts like days of the week or months of the year, problems writing neatly, difficulty learning math facts like addition or multiplication tables, easily frustrated with schoolwork, avoids reading or writing activities, middle and later school years, grades 5 and up. By now, a learning disability may start affecting not just schoolwork, but also self-confidence and motivation. Common signs include struggles with reading comprehension, understanding what they have read, Writing difficulties, trouble organizing essays or answering questions, math anxiety, avoids math tasks, has difficulty solving word problems, low self-esteem related to academics, saying things like I'm dumb or I'm just bad at school, difficulty with planning and organizing tasks, forgets homework or loses track of assignments easily, other associated symptoms. Besides academic struggles, some children with learning disabilities may show attention problems, difficulty staying focused, low frustration tolerance, becoming upset quickly when faced with challenges, poor memory, forgetting instructions or newly learned information. Social difficulties, trouble picking up social cues, leading to misunderstandings with peers, emotional struggles, anxiety, sadness, or anger related to school. Sometimes learning disabilities occur along with conditions like ADHD, attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder. What causes learning disabilities? The exact cause isn't always known, but several factors can play a role. Genetics. Learning disabilities can be inherited. Brain development issues that occur before or during birth include low birth weight or premature birth, injury or illness affecting brain areas responsible for learning, environmental factors such as exposure to toxins like lead. It's important to remember, no one is to blame. Learning disabilities are not the fault of the child, the parents, or the teachers. How are learning disabilities diagnosed? Diagnosing a learning disability requires a detailed assessment by professionals, including psychologists, special educators, speech and language therapists. The process typically includes interviews, talking with parents, teachers, and the child, observations, watching how the child performs tasks, standardized tests, comparing the child's skills to those of others of the same age. Key part of diagnosis is ruling out other possible reasons for learning problems, such as hearing loss, vision problems, or emotional difficulties. Comorbid conditions are also diagnosed in this process. Why early detection is important. When a learning disability is identified early, children can get extra help and support at school. Teaching methods can be adapted to suit their learning style. Children can develop coping skills and self-confidence. Academic struggles can be prevented from becoming worse. Emotional and social problems can be reduced. Without help, children with learning disabilities often experience frustration, anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Early support can make a huge difference. How can children with learning disabilities be helped? The good news is that many effective strategies can help children with learning disabilities. Special education support schools often provide individualized education plans, IEPs, or similar support plans, which set specific learning goals, provide extra help such as a special education teacher or remedial instruction, allow accommodations like extra time on tests, tailored teaching techniques. Teachers may use multisensory teaching using sight, sound, touch, and movement, breaking tasks into smaller steps, using visual aids, charts, and diagrams, teaching strategies for organizing thoughts, therapy services. Depending on the child's needs, they may benefit from speech therapy for language difficulties, occupational therapy for handwriting or coordination issues, psychological counseling for emotional support. Building strengths. Many children with learning disabilities have strong talents in areas like art, music, sports, storytelling, or problem solving. Encouraging these talents helps boost confidence. Emotional support. Celebrate effort, not just success. Teach coping skills for frustration and setbacks. Help them develop a positive self-image. A child who believes in themselves will be much more willing to keep trying even when tasks are hard. A learning disability need not be a roadblock to success. Children with learning disabilities may learn differently, but they can learn and they can succeed. Many famous scientists, authors, business people and artists had learning disabilities, including Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, and Whoopi Goldberg. The key lies in early identification, tailored support, patience, and encouragement. With understanding and the right strategies, every child can find their path to growth, happiness, and achievement. If you suspect a learning disability in your child, seek help early. Early support can change a child's life. Frequently asked questions, FAQs, about learning disabilities. 1. What is the first sign of a learning disability in a child? Early signs may include delayed speech, difficulty learning letters or numbers, trouble following instructions, or struggles with basic skills like reading or writing compared to peers. 2. Can a child with a learning disability be intelligent? Yes. Children with learning disabilities often have average or above average intelligence. Their difficulty lies in how they process specific types of information, not in their overall ability to learn. 3. Are learning disabilities permanent? Learning disabilities are lifelong, but with the right support strategies and teaching methods, children can improve their skills and perform successfully in school and daily life. 4. Is ADHD the same as a learning disability? No, ADHD, attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder, is different. However, it can occur alongside learning disabilities and may affect focus, attention, and behavior. 5. How are learning disabilities treated or managed? They are managed through special education support, tailored teaching methods, therapy, such as speech or occupational therapy, and accommodations like extra time or modified instructions. 6. When should parents seek help for a learning disability? Parents should seek help if a child consistently struggles with reading, writing, math, or following instructions, especially if it affects school performance or self-confidence. Early assessment leads to better outcomes.